With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The phrase, thanks be to God, permeates Israeli social media posts on this historic day, a day that has seen the release of all 20 living hostages captured by Hamas more than 2 years ago. And the bodies of 28 deceased hostages are also to be released. President Trump, who brokered the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release, visited Israel, where he addressed the Knesset.
Israel, with our help, has won all that they can by force of arms. You've won. I mean, you've won. Now it's time to translate these victories against terrorists on the battlefield into the ultimate prize of peace and prosperity for the entire Middle East. It's about time you were able to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
And now President Trump is headed for Egypt and a multi-nation peace summit.
President Trump described the gathering in Sharm el-Sheikh, particularly referring to the Arab Gulf leaders with which he has such strong relations, as being the wealthiest, most powerful group of individuals, saying that not only did they come together to make this new deal possible, that they would also help to rebuild Gaza and beyond.
That's a BBC's Lise Doucette. As Russia steps up missile and drone attacks on Ukraine, President Trump is considering supplying Ukraine with U.S. long-range Tomahawk missiles. In the president's words, I might say, look, if this war is not going to get settled, I'm going to send them Tomahawks. The president did speak by phone yesterday with his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. It's government shutdown day 13. So far, no end in sight. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 453 points, the NASDAQ ahead 319. This is SRN News. Missouri will vote on abortion again.
Next year, an amendment will appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 1,400 evangelical Christians from more than five dozen countries have wrapped up a week of events in Jerusalem to show their support for Israel. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem organized a march and other events in the city. Like other Christian Zionist groups, they see support for Israel as a moral as well as a theological obligation, especially as the country of Israel has found itself increasingly isolated. This is SRN News. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez has been released from custody a week after a parking fight arrest and stabbing.
Sanchez faces a felony battery charge along with several misdemeanor charges for what prosecutors have said was a fight over parking. They say the 38-year-old Sanchez, smelling of alcohol, accosted 69-year-old Perry Toll on October 4th. In a lawsuit, Toll says Sanchez entered his truck blocking and shoving him, so he pepper sprayed Sanchez. Police say Toll pulled a knife after Sanchez advanced on him. Both ended up with injuries in the hospital. I'm Julie Walker.
There is no word on what led to yesterday morning's deadly mass shooting at a crowded bar in St. Helena Island, South Carolina. Four people killed, 20 others injured, with four of them hospitalized in critical condition. More details at srnnews.com.